Good morning. Today is June the 18th, 2026, Thursday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you will, open your Bibles with me to the book of Psalm 138. We'd like to share just a few verses with you this morning, beginning in verse number 1. The word reads, I will give you thanks with all my heart. I will sing praises to you before the gods. I will bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word according to all your name. On the day I called you, answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. May God bless this morning the reading of his word. Three simple verses this morning I've read in your hearing. Powerful verses today that we need of encouragement in this walk of life that we have before us. You know, verse 1 begins as it speaks. It says, I will give you thanks with all my heart. If there's one area of our Christian lives and our Christian walks that we need to be sure that we maintain is to give God thanks and praise for all things that are in our life, beloved, every day. Powerful truth that we need to give thanks to the Lord God with all of our heart, about singing praises, it says, to you before the gods. Giving praise to God with all of our heart, beloved, surely something we need to desire and we need to seek the Lord God for every day of our life. Giving God praise for the things when things in our life don't even seem to go well. All things in our life. There's a verse in God's Word in Ephesians 5:20 that states, give praise to God in all things, in everything, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, are we able today, are you able and I able today to come before God each day in prayer and praise and thank Him for all the many, many blessings of life that He's provided us? Yes, I'm talking as well about the things in life that come against us, the things that may cause us to walk through a valley many times. Surely we need to have a heart that's filled with God. Surely we need to have a heart that's filled with thanks. I will give you thanks with all of my heart. Beloved, we need to thank God today for this precious day He's woke us to. We need to thank God for this Thursday. We need to thank God for all the many blessings that He's provided unto you and me. Verse number 2 says, I will bow down towards your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word according to all your name. Giving thanks to God, intentionally praising and intentionally offering praise and worship and lifting up holy hands before God in heaven. Thanking God for the things in our life that we know are provided by Him, which are all things. I think sometimes we want to give praise and credit to our surroundings. Sometimes we may want to give praise and credit to other people, maybe people that do things maybe for us. Beloved, we need to always look at the source of the blessing, the source of the truth, and the source of the enlightenment, and that's through the Word and through the Spirit of our Lord God, Jesus Christ. It says in verse number 3, it says, on the day I called you, answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. Beloved, each and every day as we call upon the Lord in prayer, it's so evident how precious God's love and God's faithfulness is upon us as His people. Surely God is there every time we call. You know, I heard said one time in a service, I asked a question, what did you do this morning as you first got out of the bed? What did you do as you woke up and feet hit the floor this morning? What was the first thing that you did? And you know, I heard all kinds of answers. I heard some say, well, I put on my clothes, and others said, I put on my shoes and my socks, and others said, I went to the restroom and I washed up, washed my hands and face so I could prepare for breakfast. And there was one dear, precious lady there, and she had the answer. She said, I want you to know when I woke up this morning, I lifted up both my hands, Billy, towards heaven, and I gave praise to God for waking me up, for keeping life in my body, so that I can know that this day would be blessed because He had blessed me and He had carried me through the night. You know, beloved, I believe with all my heart that she had provided the answer that God had provided to us and to her. You know, in my life every day, I always want to be sure that I always take the time to praise God. I always take the time to thank God for all the many blessings of life. You know, it's so easy many times to give God praise in the times of glory when things are going exactly the way you and I would feel they should go. But we also, beloved, need to thank God, and we need to give praise to God each day, even for the valleys. We need to thank God for the hardships. We need to thank God for the things that go on in our life that come before us that we would rather not be there for in those valleys and for in those areas of our life. God surely grows us as Christians. You know, there's a verse that I cling to each and every day of my life. This verse tells us that God will never leave us, and He'll never forsake us, and He'll walk with us even into the end of the age. Beloved, knowing today that God is truly with me and God is truly with you as we walk today through this pathway of life, we surely should have joy, we surely should have praise, we surely should have peace upon our spirit and our heart. May this day, may we give praise to God for all things. May we lift up hands of praise to heaven. May we just thank God for the things in our life that He has provided, the people in our life that God has placed, and the love that God surely has affixed to our hearts. I would ask you this morning, if you will, to bow your heads with me. Let's go to the Lord for a few moments of prayer, and let's thank Him and let's praise Him for His goodness. Father, this morning we come before You in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we truly thank You, Father, with all of our heart this morning, God, for Your love and Your peace and Your grace that You bestow on us. Father, would ask Your blessings today to be upon this day and all of our lives. Father, would ask You to put Your hands in the situations and the matters, God, that may come before us, Lord. Lord, I would ask You today just to have Your right of way. I would ask You today, Father, that You would just touch and bless each and every listener, God, to this message, to this devotion today and each day they may listen. Father, I would ask Your blessings to be in the needs in our life, Father. Lord, so many times we never know as we go into our workplaces, as we go upon our jobs and go into this day. We never know, Father, what's ahead of us. Father, but we know one thing. We have the assurance, God, that You bless and promise us in this precious word that, Lord, You'll always walk with us. And God, with that today, I cling. And God, with that today, I feel the strength, God, that You provide unto me and You provide unto each of us today that call upon You as Lord. Lord, I would ask You to allow these verses this morning that we have read, these words today, God, may You speak into our hearts. May You just keep them and bind them there, God. May You just write them, God, in the tablets of our spirit, Father, so that we may have that truth and understanding at a time of need as it may arise in our life this day. Father, I would ask You to bless our families, Lord, each and every one. Father, I would pray for our churches today, Father. I would pray for our pastors today, God. Father, I would pray for the people that come to church, the people that are in the house of God, so faithfully each and every time the doors are open. But God, I would pray most of all today, God, for those that we know today that are wandering in a sin-cursed and a lost world, God, today without Christ. Father, I would ask You to just draw them unto You, Father. Lord, may You just speak to their spirit, speak to their soul, God, in a bountiful and amazing way. God, may Your power and the saving grace of Your precious Son and the shed blood of Jesus, Father, today just manifest salvation in their life. May, Father, this day be that day of salvation for a lost sinner. God, may this day be a day of salvation for us, those that may be walking in the wilderness, God. Those that may be today, Father, doing things that seem to be right. God, may we seek You. May we seek Your will. May we seek Your way. And God, may always we seek Your face. For today we come and we pray. In the name truly lifted up, high and above all names, today we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.